Blog Talk Radio.
Because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our Lord is merciful, and we thank him. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. We bless the Lord tonight. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. We strongly believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 through 20, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations," and we are committed to do that. We are committed to preach to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We believe in the Trinity, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. He will never leave or forsake us, beloved, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. We have all the technology to reach out to the uttermost part of the earth, and we must do so. This is not a favor that we are granting unto the Lord, but a command from the Lord. And we must be in obedience to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. For more information, you can write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. You could also sign up to be a follower on this program. We bless you tonight and we give God the glory. And we pray that you'll continue to listen to this program. All hail the power of Jesus. Studies and Thursdays along with the prayer meeting. Amen. So we just want to bless the Lord as the Holy Spirit leads us to do what is necessary and what is right to be in obedience with the Lord and the Great Commission. We want to thank God once again that we can come to this program to share His Word, and we are dedicated to proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. Join me as we fellowship.
Raise your voice.
The glory tonight. We just want to lift Him up and to magnify Him tonight. Amen. And glorify His name. Beloved, our lesson for tonight is standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God. The scripture is taken from Joshua chapter 21, verses 1 through 23. Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, to the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spake unto them, at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, The Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our cattle. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance, at the commandment of the Lord, these cities and their suburbs. And the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites and the children of Aaron the priest, which were of the Levites, and by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities, and the rest of the children Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out and half the tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. And the children of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of half tribe of Manasseh, in Bashan, 13 cities. The children of Merari, by their families, had out of the tribes of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot unto the Levites these cities with their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are here mentioned by name, with the children of Aaron, being of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, had, for theirs was the first lot. And they gave them the city of Harba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, with the suburbs thereof round about it. But the fields of the city and the villages thereof, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for his possession. Thus they gave to the children of Aaron the priest, Hebron, with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Libnat with her suburbs, and Jatir with her suburbs, and Eshtemoa with her suburbs, and Olan with her suburbs, and Debir with her suburbs, and Ain with her suburbs, and Juta with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. And out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with her suburbs, Geba with her suburbs, Anathoth with her suburbs, and Almon with her suburbs, 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron the priest were 13 cities with their suburbs. And the families of the children of Kohath, the Levites which remained of the children of Kohath, even they are the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. For they gave them Shechem with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Gezer with her suburbs, and Kibshaim with her suburbs, and Beth Horon with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Dan, Eltiket and her suburbs, Gibbethon with her suburbs. There ended the reading of the word. We bless the name of the Lord and we thank him for his word tonight. Beloved, I would like you to picture peace at last. A conquering captain enjoys his victories. Joshua rejoices in the faithfulness of God. Beloved, we all face battles in our lives today. Some are everyday struggles with common issues of life. We face trial and tribulations. Some are life and death encounters with disease or discouragement. Some involve conflict with people, employers, employees, family members, and neighbors. Joshua faced powerful opponents, and he won. God. We too, trust in God, will be victorious over our enemies. When Moses passed the baton of leadership unto Joshua before he died, Israel was at the end of 40 years in the wilderness wandering period. Joshua was approaching 90 years of age when he became Israel's leader. He later died at the age of 110. Having led Israel to drive out most of the Canaanites, and having divided the land among the 12 tribes, poised on the plains of Moab, east of the Jordan River, and the land which God had promised, the Israelites awaited God's direction to conquer the promised land. They faced people on the western side of the Jordan who had become so immersed in sin that God would cause the land to spew out their inhabitants. Joshua assumed the responsibility to lead his people into the promised land. His predecessor had faced many difficulties leading the people. They grumbled about his leadership. They wanted to retreat and give up. Today, we have a similar situation in the church. How could Joshua hope to succeed under these conditions? His only hope was that God would come through with his promises. Beloved, God was faithful to his promises, and he would remain so. But the people, Israel, had a responsibility to respond faithfully to God. Today's society and as Christians, have a responsibility to be faithful to God. God promised that Canaan would be conquered and occupied. He promised that Joshua would be able to overcome his foes. The Lord would be with him continually. The Lord would never leave nor forsake him. He didn't have to be afraid or dismayed. And today, it's the same situation that we're in when we're at war. The Bible tells us that God would not leave nor forsake us. We must not be afraid and must not be dismayed. Promises given to us are equally assuring. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we have been promised ultimate victory, the glorious victory over death through Jesus Christ. It is through him and him alone that man can be resurrected from the dead and given an incorruptible and immortal body. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." The Lord promised to be with us forever. Jesus Christ gave emphatic assurance, not that I will be with you, but I am with you. Jesus Christ is with you, beloved. It is with you and I as we go forth to make disciples of all nations. He's with us every step of the way, in every decision we make, in every trial, in every joy, in every sorrow, when having nothing, when without, when poor, when having plenty. Jesus Christ is with us. When we're abused, when we're sick, when we're facing death, he promised that he will never leave nor forsake us. The boundless promise, always even unto the end of the world. There is not a moment, beloved, when Jesus Christ wants to help us in our witnessing. Even if witness means abuse, persecution, and martyrdom. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6 says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that he may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." We've been promised the Lord will never leave nor forsake us. And we must stand on his promises. We must believe in his word. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not. I will help thee." We are told, beloved, never to be afraid or dismayed, and we must believe on his word. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Joshua found God's promises true. We too will find God's promises to be true, but we must trust him. We must believe on his word. The Lord gave Joshua everything he promised. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it, and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There failed not out of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Joshua's people possessed the land. They were given rest. Their enemies were silenced. John chapter 19 verse 30 says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Beloved, Jesus Christ defeated our enemy. The resurrection guaranteed our Savior and salvation. The seventh event on the cross was Jesus Christ's great shout of victory. Salvation and reconciliation were now possible for men. Romans chapter 1 verse 4 says, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. We too can and must stand on God's promises. We are facing battles in our lives just like Joshua. But Joshua believed everything that God had promised. We must trust in God, and we too will be victorious in all our endeavors. I encourage you, beloved, trust in the Lord and be of good courage. Times it appears as if nothing good is happening. Things are not going right. But do not be dismayed. We must stop grumble and complain. Remember, God is in control. Just like the children, they complained and found themselves wandering in the wilderness. You too, beloved, will find yourselves in your wilderness. You must trust God and believe on his word. Believe on his promises. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. We thank God for his word, and we bless his holy name as we lift him up tonight and give him the glory. Beloved, I pray that tonight's lesson was a blessing to you, and I pray that you'll join us once again as we continue on this journey.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Sing it again.
You are Alpha and Omega.
Thank you.
We bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. We lift you up. We glorify you tonight. And give you the praise and the honor tonight because you are sovereign God. Beloved, I pray that tonight's lesson is a blessing to you as you compel you to join us once again. Every Sunday and Wednesday, the 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blessed by the Word of God. We live in a society where almost everyone has a hero. There are many candidates who command our attention. People look up to and shower much praise upon them. They shower praise upon athletes, musicians, politicians, movie and television stars. But I just want to encourage you, there is a much better type of person for the Christian believer to admire and emulate. It is the person who has developed a solid faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the greatest accomplishments we can make is to live a life of faith that will inspire others to follow Jesus Christ more closely. Faith that is grounded in truth of God's word, a brilliant light that shows others the way. Therefore, developing your faith is a critical part of your Christian life. And there is no better way to gauge where you are on your spiritual journey than to examine the courageous faith of Abraham. And we know Abraham was a man of faith. Abraham is the prime example or pattern that a person is justified by faith and by faith alone. Many believers find it awkward to share their faith in public places. But I encourage you, beloved, don't be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Share Jesus Christ with friends and families, even strangers, and just give God the glory as we behold him tonight.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. And will not be afraid.
bless the name of the Lord. Beloved, I just want to share with you. Sin first enslaves, then compounds, then deceives, then destroys. Often by the time a person realizes what his or her sin has done, he or she is too far off course to turn back. I encourage you, beloved, trust in the Lord. Be of good courage. Stand on His promises. And give yourself to the Lord.
Oh, what a great Savior!
strength and his stamina to bring us thus far. Our confidence is that we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ and be grounded in the undeniable truth of his word as we continue on this spiritual journey. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. And I encourage you once again to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. We also encourage you to write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And you could also follow us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Be blessed. Good night.